Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So the Center for Rural Policy and Development just completed a kind of a deep dive on mental health care in rural Minnesota, and you found some rather interesting information. Not a lot of it is terribly good.
Well, yeah, mental health care and mental health care services is one of those things that people don't like to talk about much. And so it kind of flies under the radar. And as a result, there are just gaps that have developed over the years in services.
This has been going on for about 30 years, really, ever since a lot of the sort of state mental institutions were dissolved, essentially, and the focus was to put mental health services in the communities where people lived. And the way I understand it is that it's a numbers game, really. When you're in the urban areas, there are so many people that need treatment that there's just not enough doctors or psychiatrists and so forth to cover the need. But it's the polar opposite in rural Minnesota. There aren't enough people to make it economically viable to be in the practice, right?
That's just it. When you talk about community-based services, that's what was designed to replace the large state mental hospitals. And the idea was that people would be able to go back to their home communities and be able to partake in community-based services that would help them recover, help them stay steady and progress in their lives. The problem was that in a lot of places, those community-based services just didn't develop or they were slow to develop. And we should say that this isn't unique to Minnesota or greater Minnesota. Every place in the country is struggling with this same issue. But these community-based services are designed to be everything from outpatient treatment to very intensive services helping people in crisis. And so what we have is basically a patchwork all over the state. You see there'll be regions and groups of counties where there will be one provider and they may have very good services in one area, maybe like outpatient care. But in another area like mobile crisis teams, they don't have any. And it varies from one region to the other, and there's very little consistency across the state. So what you end up with, especially in rural areas, is just people unable to access services. But like you said, it is a numbers game. You have a provider who needs to provide a full array of services. But if you don't have enough customers to support these services, the clinic or provider doesn't get paid.
So I think a really good resource for this is the actual Center for Rural Policy and Development website. That's ruralmn.org. The report is posted on there. And I'm particularly impressed by the graphics that are used because it really does show where the gaps are and how they vary quite widely in different regions of the state depending on the kind of service. Thanks, Marnie.
You're welcome.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.